Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, going out to the stratosphere, or on the web at www.kfai.org, where catch this train wreck for the next 2 weeks. It's archived. This is Abby's Room for One Radio. You're at the end of your week, or the beginning of the next one, or somewhere in the middle, because our work weeks never end, but rock, well, that never dies. Here's some stuff. She hasn't got a heart and she hasn't got a soul. Say that she has got the heart of one. But I'm a rebel leader, but I never flip the trigger. If we have to believe I'm right now. But when the time has come to go, I truly lost my dynamo. I'm going to go until I'm going. There's only room for one. There's only room for one. There's only room for one. And it's always her. And yeah, it's always her. Well, I pulled her over once or twice, I hit the knee and was trying as a home and met her for the day. But now I gotta walk me back on this chicane line. This time I'm gonna wait to stay. I said she only tries to diamond under it and she was dynamite. When I'm with her, I feel good. Hasn't got a heart and she hasn't got a soul. So say that she's not bad. But it's only room for one. It's only room for one. It's only room for one. And it's always her. But yeah, it's always her.
Okay, so I'm pre-recording the show early because I'm trying to work on my application for my own job. The job, like, you want something means so much to you and you just can't put it into words at all. Like, the importance of teaching, my pedagogy, all these things, it's sort of like, it's how I breathe. I don't know. And I'm really nervous about it. Really, really, really epically nervous about how do I talk about this thing that means so much to me. So all the things are beeping at me. That's probably why. It's also adding to anxiety. So, you know, getting back to music, that's what I was, grounds, keeps me together and keeps me in control. And so, so the rest of best of 2025. And I know I'm missing so many bands. Oh, it's killing me. And like, yeah, this was a great year, actually, because like last year, I kind of was like, I'm hoping to find something. This year was just kind of like, I don't know where to stop. And, you know, yes, most of it is Mendicu. Whatever. Anyway, I know. But in the meantime, lots and lots of good stuff, too. And it's been really cool to see like everybody else's, too. Thank you so much for everyone who's been posting and sharing theirs as well. It's been really cool, and I'm finding bands that I've never heard of and super stoked about. So, yeah, it's been a blast. So thanks for keeping me company as I sit at home and toil and trying to figure out how to tell people this is how I breathe, this is how I teach. So, yeah. In the meantime, where to start? Ooh, okay. So, again, so it was like the year of splits being really great, and also comps and re-releases, and Le Flung, oh my god, so excited. I love them so much, and they have a new release that's out, and I was like, does it count? And then I saw Doug posted it as one of his top five, and I was like, well, now it's one of mine, so we're going to start with that. So, Neutral Cheek, and I'm going to put that up there, and then yeah, some cool stuff. Bias, too. I'm going to play that. I've had like some incredible demos as well. Great demo year. All right. I'm going to do this show. I'm going to feel fine. And then I'm going to go in with all the confidence in the world and say, I am a teacher who likes punk rock and is totally an adult. Totally.
We'll be right back. Let's worship, you're making me sick. Let's worship, you're making me sick.
voluntary redundancy with if I die, who will feed my cat? Age old question, truly. They're from the UK. Love it. Negative charge. Really, something you. I'm just going to say something that sounds so stupid because it's so obvious. Listening to records in real life really makes a difference. It does really bring home the impact, and often I'll write off a record not listening to it in the right format. And, again, I have to do this show fast and affordably, so a lot of it's done digitally. But coming across a record in real time is everything. And so that's where negative charge comes along because we put that on, Felix put it on the record store, I think 2 weeks ago. And what a game changer. Just like both parties looking at each other going, I need this. I need this now. So great record. So that's slipping in under the wire, even though it came out mid-year. I'm slow. So, that was shut me off because, as a hyperactive ADHD person, I feel like I need that. Yellow Cake with Last Advance. I think it was a tour cassette, but Apparitions of War. I love everything they do, so just more. I want a full LP. Speaking of full LPs, Puffer also finally came out with their full length. And, again, listen to it digitally. Fine, it's fine. Listening to it in a room on a real record format was just game changer. The whole thing just works together really well. It flows together really well. It's sort of like the ultimate bar band. It's just so good. So that is definitely with a bullet coming to my tops of records this year. Revanche of Vivre dans le Père, that was off the Demain record, and on Premier Cru Le Père. I know it's life in the, and then it could be lost. It could be other things. That's the danger of knowing just enough of a language to make an ass of yourself. So there we go. Le Fling with Neutral Chick, and that was off the Boredom record. And so a re-release of a bunch of stuff, but I love that band, so we have to do that. Definitely the year of Splits. Split 7-inches of all things, too. Oh, my gosh. Again, re-releases and demos, too. Bias. I just can't get enough of this like demo, and I really want to know what comes next. So Bias, Diminishing Returns, one of my favorite things. And then we got, more stuff coming up. And, of course, half of it's from Mendicu because, top shelf stuff. That's what I'm saying. All right. Abby's Room for One Radio finishing off this year. I can't believe the year's coming to end. I mean, we say that every year, but, it was a year. I had one. Let's get to the music. That's easier for me to talk about. Lambrini girls. Oh my gosh. Love it. Love it. Thanks, Keith, for pointing them out to me. Because, yeah. Oh, I missed it. And then that particular song, though, just hits home in such a deep way. So that was special, different of the Who Let the Dogs Out record. Smashing Time. It's on Mendicu. Everything's going to be on Mendicu. I'm sorry. Everything. That was Urban Terrace. Ah, so cool. They're from New York, and I'm excited to see where they go. Total Con with I Hope They Die, this like 7-inch that's just everywhere. That's the Who Needs a Peace Corpse record. Before that, Simpos and Lost Legion, their split 7-inch. Everywhere. Just everywhere. Everyone loves it, and it's well-deserved. It's great. I love those guys. So there you go. No Time, the 7-inch that no one can get. It's just gone. Like, it sold out so fast in the States. It was just, like, on fire. And so, yeah, if you're lucky enough to have a copy, lucky you. That was State Execution with Comply or Die EP before that. Bias. Again, I need to know more. They're from Michigan. I know that. And then more. I want more from them, period. Speaking of more. Oh, Cicado. I'm never saying the name right. But, yeah, that 7-inch came out. Super stoked, and Gauche Caviar is what we're playing next. And guess what? It's on Mendicu. Everything's gonna be on. Just fine. That's what we're gonna do. The next set, it's just that. I don't care. It's so good. All right. Happy Swim from One Radio. Embarrassing myself on a regular basis, but these are the records that I thought were really cool in 2025. As this year comes to an end. Oh, thank God.